Hey, mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. Hey, mama. So I recently talked to a mom in business who she uses email templates for her email marketing. And she admitted something to me that I was like, yes, I totally get that. But she admitted that most of the templates that are available in this email template membership she's part of, that they don't actually fit her audience and that her emails don't perform as well compared to when she, you know, writes her emails from scratch. And this is part of the reason why I don't believe in email templates for email marketing. Now, when I first started email marketing, probably like within the first few months, I ended up joining one email template membership. And then later on, I joined another one. And I did this because I didn't know what to write. Like, I wasn't sure what types of emails I should be writing, what I should actually be saying in my emails and stuff like that. And so it made it easier for me to be quote unquote consistent in my email marketing. But I often found myself overly editing these templates to try to get them to sound like me. And I would spend at least an hour editing a template, just trying to get it to sound like me, to make it relevant to my industry, make it relevant to my audience. And it came to, like, it got to the point where it's like, you could have spent that time writing an email from scratch, like taking one of your ideas and turning it into an email. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Like, I get it. Email templates make it easier for you to be consistent with email marketing, especially if you aren't quite sure what you should be writing about in your emails or just kind of overthinking the whole process. It sounds like, okay, yeah, I'll use an email template. It'll give me kind of like a structure or, in a sense, a framework to start with, and then I can kind of go from there. But you will find yourself spending so much time overly editing these templates to try to force them into the thing that you need it to be. And that's just wasting time. Like, we do not have time to spend an hour or two on a single email. Like, that is just not realistic. That is what leads to burnout with email marketing. And so that is why I have an issue with email templates. Like, the other thing we have to think about too is the copywriters who are creating these templates. Like, they do amazing copywriting, but the reality is that they don't know your business. They don't know who your audience is. They don't know what your offers are. They don't know what your business goals are. And so when they're writing these email templates, they're not writing them specifically for your business. So that's another reason why you're having to spend so much time overly editing these templates to try to get them, again, to fit into this box you need them to fit in to actually, you know, serve the specific purpose you need it to. So the email templates, like, the strategy built for them is not actually for your business. It's for whoever they were thinking of when they were writing these email templates. And so that's why you will find, and I've seen this across boards, I've seen people who they use email templates and they have really great success with using those templates. And then you'll see other business owners who use the exact same templates and they don't see that success. They don't see, you know, the engagement that they want. They don't see the conversions that they want. And everything like that. They don't even see people actually clicking from the email to go to their sales page. And so it's like, you have to really think about these different things. Like, again, I am not knocking anyone who uses email templates. I just want to give you something to think about. Like, we can try to, like, make things quote unquote easier for us by trying to, like, use these pre-made templates. But is it really easier? Like, really think about it. Like, if you're someone who uses email templates for email marketing, how much time do you spend editing those templates? Or if you don't edit them, do you actually feel confident hitting send on it? Does that email template that you use, does it actually sound like you? Does it feel like you? Is it actually relevant or written in a way that will actually allow you to connect with your email subscribers? And if not, then we need to do something else. We need to start writing our own emails. Now, one of the things I want to say here with, you know, writing your own emails is that you have these amazing ideas because you're marketing in some way, right? If you're not doing email marketing, maybe you're doing podcasting, maybe you're doing blogging, maybe you're showing up on socials, but you're creating content in some way. Why can't you bring that content and repurpose it for your email? Like, I see this happen all the time. Like, you're creating all this really great content on another platform, but then you feel like when you get to email, you got to do something completely different. When it's like, no, you have these great ideas. You have something that you could actually pull from and flesh it out for email, or maybe condense it if it's like a long form piece of content, condense it for email. Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And so, like, I'm saying this because I want you to, in a sense, take your power back. Stop thinking that you need to use these templates because you don't know what to say in your emails. Yes, you do. You know what to say. You're creating content somewhere else. Just take what you're saying over there and bring it over to your email. I repurpose content all the time. That's the only way I can keep up with being on different platforms is content repurposing. So like this that I'm recording right now, I have an email that either goes out the same day this goes live or the same week, but I have an email going out on this same topic where literally I think I actually wrote the email first and then came around over here to record the podcast episode. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I don't have time for that as a mom. I'm not going to talk about something new on every single platform I'm on. No, I'm going to start with one topic and then I'm going to repurpose that topic for the other platforms I'm showing up on. So most likely you may see a Threads post go out about this. You know, an email is going out about it. If I was blogging right now, shoot, I probably would have did a blog post about it. Like, you're going to see it on these other platforms. So like that, I just want to free you up from that because email marketing doesn't have to be this scary thing. Email marketing doesn't have to be this thing that you overthink. And if you really want to start leaning into writing your own emails more, but maybe you need a little bit more guidance. Maybe you need a little bit support. Maybe you just need feedback on the emails you're already writing. That is what the email reset is for. You write 4 emails. You hand them off to me. I go through line by line and I give you feedback on where maybe we can make the hook stronger, or maybe we can bring in a client story or a personal story. Or you know what? Let's mention your offer here. Let's introduce it earlier, you know, instead of waiting until the very end. I will give you that feedback. So that way you get a general flow for like, okay, this is how I can do it. This is how I can sell in my emails. Or, oh, this is how I can start introducing these different stories that I actually want to share and do it in a way where I'm not just word vomiting on my email subscribers, but actually connecting the dots for them. That is what the email reset is for, because I want you to be confident in the emails that you're writing. I don't want you to worry that you're using an email template that you know other people are using, and then you're wondering if your email subscribers are like, oh, she's using a template. So-and-so just said something similar. Because I've seen that happen. I'm not going to mention names, but there's this one membership where she provides email templates, and I've been on different people's email lists and gone through their welcome sequence, and I was like, oh, they all use that template from that email template membership. And like, yeah, they changed a word here and there, but it sounded just like the template. So I don't want that for you because you have such incredible things to share with your email community. You have these great ideas and opinions and, you know, perspectives that need to be shared, that your people need to hear. And so I want to help you build that confidence in being able to share that without feeling like you need to overly edit yourself or feel like you need to follow someone else's, you know, structure to achieve certain results. No. What people want today is human connection. They want the real raw stuff. They don't want something that's perfectly curated and whatnot, because that is not real life. That is not reality for people. So you need to find your voice. And that kind of leads into the last point of why I don't believe in email templates for email marketing, is that it really does stifle your voice. It prevents you essentially from finding your voice and showing up authentically. And to kind of give an example. So like I said earlier in the episode, I did used to rely heavily on email templates. I, you know, would take these templates and basically would pull the main idea and kind of like overly edit the actual template to try to get it to sound more like me, to try to get it more, you know, relevant to my audience and everything. And then I got tired of doing that. I started, you know, wanting to play around with like topics I wanted to write about and, you know, writing emails the way I wanted to write them. And so when I made that shift, I actually had an email subscriber reach out to me and said that she could tell when I shifted my content. She was able to really see like, oh, this is Andrea talking. This is her real voice. And she said the content was much better. She resonated more. And so I also saw the shift in that I started getting more email replies. I saw way more engagement with my emails. And I started actually seeing conversions from my emails. It was just this mind-blowing thing where it's like, okay, email marketing really does work, but it works when I show up authentically. It works when I am sharing my thoughts, my beliefs, my values, you know, really focusing on topics that I know is relevant to my audience. And that's when I started hearing consistently, like to this day, I hear from so many people about how much they love my emails. And so that is what I want for you. You can have that, but we have to find your voice and bring it out through your emails. And it's not like, you know, you have to go on this long journey to find your voice, because you technically have already found it. Like I said, you're creating content somewhere else and you're creating good content somewhere else. But now we need to bring that over to your emails. And so if that is the type of support you're looking for, the email reset is perfect for you. Like I said, I will give you feedback on 4 emails. And this month only, I have 10 beta spots open. And so you can book an email reset for $147. After that, the price is going to go up. But this would be great for you. Like if you're someone who you really, like you want to write your own emails instead of relying on templates, but you just want someone to give you a bit guidance on how you can improve them, how you can make them so that way you're getting those email replies, you're seeing those conversions, you're seeing people actually click the link to go to your sales page, you're getting those replies where people are asking specific questions like, hey, is this offer good for me? You know, this is what's going on with me right now, or where, like the stage of business I'm in, that type of thing. Like, that is what the email reset does for you. So if that is something you want to do, head on over to mamaturmompreneur.com/reset. This is linked below in the episode description. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.